How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. This edition of the NAWC is
Uncensored.
For nearly 8 years.
8 years.
And nearing 400 episodes.
400 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional Wrestling's podcast
of record.
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 And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following.
Welcome back, my friends, to Cena, the all-new Pressure merch. Now, John Cena has two spins that have been passed to him from Stanford. He needs to take these two spins and avoid the Big Johnny in order to pick the color scheme for his new merchandise. Two spins passed. John, you ready?
Ten cup! Team's up! Suckers walk!
Well, let's roll that board!
Meow, 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 meow.
Stop!
Stop an orange! Woo-hoo! Hey, how about that? An orange t-shirt! Look at you! John, you have an orange shirt to your name, but you also have one spin left to your name. If you can avoid the Big Johnny, you'll get the shirt that'll be sold at WWEshop.com and arenas across the world, but if you hit the Big Johnny, you'll get Future Endeavored. Fat chance of that happening, you're a cash cow. So let's see what we can add to that shirt. Roll that big board, here we go.
Is it John Laurinaitis? Or John Losernaitis? Stop!
Stop it, green! You did it, John! You did it! An orange and green shirt! New orange and green merchandise to sell to the millions of kids who adore you, only to really be bought by the millions of parents who are, quite frankly, sick of your shit.
The champ is here!
We'll see you next time, say around Survivor Series or so, for another episode of Cena, the all-new Pressure merch. Bye-bye.
If that wasn't the reason, I would think he lost a bet to Dwayne and has to wear University of Miami colors.
You know,
am I wrong?
I think that might be true. No, I don't. Excuse me. They've got the same agent, I think, and they think they have the same bank account right now.
Yeah, and Cena's doing it on a train wreck. Oh, I'm sorry. But we are not here to discuss implements or merchandise. Actually, we will talk a little merchandise here at the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and tonight around the table, we've gotten things shaped up a little bit. Even though it is not a Pick'em's week, we found our stat boy, Josh Henniger.
Hey, I can't help it. Work requires me. Boo hiss, Walmart. Stop scheduling me for 11 p.m. to midnights.
Yeah. And also at our table tonight, the resident legal beagle, Jason Block.
Yeah, legal, yeah. I almost was consulted about some guy from Canada, but I refused on general principle. We'll get to that in a moment.
Interesting. I'm looking forward to the rest of that story. And finally, we have our chairman of the NAWC, Brian Henniger.
All I can say right now is carry me back from old Virginny. I'm happy to be back here, folks. It is an honor, a pleasure, and a privilege, as always.
And since we're talking about stuff being, you know, talking about all these wonderful things, this is one thing about merchandise that I just need to do real quick. And that's not for the John Cena merchandise, I promise.
Oh, boy, I think I know exactly what it's for.
Who throws a briefcase? Really?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that none of the articles this idiot fan has been mentioned by name. That's good. However, I wasn't at the show, but this idiot who had been getting autographs on his replica Money in the Bank briefcase decided that he hated Roman Reigns and threw it at him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I saw the picture of the point of impact.
Yeah,
okay.
That I found that. It still blows my mind.
Okay, well, in the words of Casablanca, okay, mm-hmm. You never hit a Samoan in the head. That is the least vulnerable spot, okay? Seriously.
Exactly.
Okay. So, and I saw the video, and there was a video posted of afterwards where the crowd was chanting him, kick him out, kick him out, kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's good.
Well, yes, but if this was like 1995, the words would be kick his ass, kick his ass, kick his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, if that happened 5 years ago, 7 years ago, the fans would have kicked his ass. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. How fucking stupid do you have to be to throw a Money in the Bank briefcase, okay, to do that?
And to be honest, the fact that it had a handful of autographs on it, I would be holding on to that thing for dear life. Because I'm surprised it just didn't get pulled out from under him at some point during the show.
Exactly.
I'm trying to. They actually talked to Reigns about what happened, and I'm trying to find the. I don't know if it's say interview really, but. He did make a statement about it.
I'll find it while you look. I'll find it while you talk.
Okay. So anyway, the video that's floating around is pretty much after the fact where you see the Jimmy Squad go get this guy. And he didn't go quietly. But he was gone. And good riddance. Because you just don't do that crap. And I wouldn't have blamed Reigns once he got, you know, once he figured out what the hell was going on, to go get that kid himself. Because all you do when you hit a Samoan in the head is either make him laugh or you make him mad. And in this case, you made him mad.
And you do not want a Samoan on your case.
No. Pun fully intended, I'm sure.
I have it. Okay. This is from WrestleZone via the Miami Herald. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was promoting something we're going to talk about later, which is the Charity Buzz Call to Action auction.
Yes,
which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
But he said, I was confused at first. I thought Brain hit me in the head with the kendo stick, so immediately was like, oh, man, you're about to get it, brother. Oh, you're about to get your ass whooped. But then I looked down and I could see the briefcase, so then I'm trying to piece this thing together. If you see the video, you see me stand up where I got kind of a bit hot. Once I was able to process the situation in a matter of seconds, I knew what needed to be done, and our security team took care of it. It was just a bad choice by a 31-year-old man throwing briefcases at entertainers while they're busting their ass for you. Everyone was on top of it. He was escorted out briefly after. Lucky for me, the briefcase was plastic, so it didn't hurt. Of course, he's a Samoan, but it's scary. But what if it was something that could have hurt me, hit me in the eye? I'm a character and a sports entertainer and a wrestler, but I'm also a father, a husband, and a provider. So for me, that's scary. But I'm just going to go out there and to put on a good show and provide for my family and take care of my future. And if somebody takes that away from me, for what? 10 seconds of internet fame? That's tough to deal with. That's hard to process.
And
he's a better man than I, you know?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, none of us would blame him if he had gone after this guy. Because a 31-year-old acting like a 12-year-old, then again, most 12-year-olds would hold on to their autographs.
Well, put it to you this way. We have seen a couple of occasions where we have seen, and again, it's all the time, and we've talked about it before, mm-hmm. about the infamous Eddie Guerrero incident, but when he was alive, where someone poured beer down his throat. And mm-hmm. I believe Guerrero went after him, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been a few fans that have tried to go in the ring, and the wrestlers have legitimately kicked their ass. And they should.
Yeah, and it's not just the wrestlers. Even the refs will get a swing in. The idiot that crashed the Eddie Guerrero Triple H match at Raw on at Detroit Draft Day, there is no video publicly available of it. So yeah. He did it for nothing.
Or the guy that tried to streak at I think WrestleMania 23.
He barely got on camera. I barely saw him, and all you see is
Shawn Michaels waving goodbye to him,
mm-hmm.
and saying, "Yeah, I just want to get this over with." So, I would rather see, you know, if you're gonna do a thing with the briefcase, let's see if that comes up. Just a cute pic that came across on the fan boards.
Take a look.
Mom surprises son with SmackDown tickets.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So, but yeah, that idiot, as a matter of fact, you know, he was so stupid, I'm going to have to do this twice. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what was that about? Oh, yes. Okay, that has nothing to do with the show, although there is a Samoan involved. So since it was mentioned, WWE is doing their charity thing this year, and this time around, they're doing it for a charity group that is for widows and children of slain police officers, if I remember correctly.
Yes, the Widows and Children's Fund of the New York City Police Department, which is an awesome, awesome, awesome charity. You know, I'm going to say it, hashtag Blue Lives Matter. Thank you very much. You know, what happens is that this organization makes sure that widows and children and widows and widowers and children of police officers, male and female, are taken care of, and WWE is going to raise a ton of money for them with this.
Oh, absolutely, because most of the auctions are well out of range of everybody's wallets here.
Yeah.
And I looked, they don't accept checks.
God damn it. Very good.
So, but yeah, I mean, some of this just the money. Attending the season finale of Tough Enough is at $22.50. Meeting Roman Reigns backstage and touring Monday Night Raw, $32.50. Meeting Stephanie McMahon and enjoy a backstage tour of Raw, $7,000. Join Randy Orton during his entrance at a WWE live event. $5,000. Attend a live taping of the Stone Cold podcast, $5,250. And that's before the decimal. Meet Ambrose backstage and tour Monday Night Raw. That's at $3,250, and it's probably more of a liability deposit because, yeah, he'll give you the tour.
After that, what I'm going to do next, I can't even say on this show.
Oh, my.
Let's see. Meet Kevin Owens backstage and tour Raw, $2,750. Meet John Cena backstage at a Monday Night Raw, $5,200. And now for the laugh. Meet Seth Rollins and join him during an entrance at a WWE live event, $5,250. Sell out. Seth's making better money than Cena for once.
But not as good as money as Lesnar and Heyman. Well, they're at $55.50.
Yes. damn it. Closest I'm going to get is I'm going to get to see them. I'm going to get to see them probably face to face with the Undertaker this coming Monday when they do Raw in Minneapolis.
Well, try this one though. Have your face painted by the NXT champion Finn Balor. Enjoy an NXT taping. How that would be cool as hell.
And lunch.
And you get to enjoy lunch with them. Hopefully you eat first and then get painted up. That's at $2,600. Let's see, lunch with Ric Flair and Charlotte, and tickets and a backstage tour of Raw for $4,000.
Now, not wrestling related at all, but I gotta point out this one. 4 tickets to see Chris Angel's Believe at the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, scrimmage $250. Now, I don't know, is that $250 to get in or $250 to get out?
Oh,
excuse me. I'm a fan of his. Thank you very much.
I was a fan of his too.
$250 to get in, but he'll show you the door.
Mm-hmm. Try this. Lunch with the cast of Total Divas, $52.50.
Is that just for? Is that lunch or is that each?
Oh, wow! Yowza.
We need some salve for all these burns.
$5,000 is plenty to have lunch with the Powerpuff Girls at Raw. I mean, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Paige. What else we got here?
Oh yeah, train with the personal trainer of Triple H and Stephanie, Joe DeFranco, for $13.50. The one who basically made Triple H and Stephanie into the muscle-bound people they are.
Hey, you know, he's done us a service. Triple H looks awesome for having 3 kids.
But yeah, that's a cool that there's some other, you know, New York-related sports stuff, but we're talking wrestling-related things.
Right. You know? And I'm, you know, the all the burns aside, because some of it is just too damn easy. What is this? Hey! Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah! Dig it!
No meet and greet with... No, Jim. Sorry.
Sorry, nothing for Scott Stanford. Although if you can get a hold of him on Twitter, he might throw you $20 if you want to stop by.
There actually is, as part of the media for this week, I think is it starting this week?
Yeah.
There is going to be at the Cyclones game, the minor league baseball game, ironically enough, where the Field of Honor is going to play. SummerSlam night, you're going to have a meet and greet with Ryback, Fandango, I think it's Eva Marie, and Charlotte.
Now that I would go to. Then again, I have one very good, very big reason why I would go.
Eva Marie.
I was going to make a joke about Eva Marie and Ryback, but I don't want to give him anything that itches.
Yahoo!
Oh, gee. Damn.
Okay. I know I'm being horrible. I'm being absolutely positively horrible, but that's okay. And that picture was for you, Stat Boy.
Yes. Needle dick.
Wow, good grief. Oh yeah. Okay.
And just to bring the mood back up a little bit in here, for no reason at all, here's Kevin Nash.
Ah! In Scott's, yes, in the Shredder.
Yeah, you know, they didn't want me for the new Ninja Turtles movie. I don't know why they didn't want me for
it. Here we go.
No!
Now, the movie didn't make its money back at first. Would have made it back if I was in it personally, but they didn't want me, so I went home. That's cool.
Well, speaking of comic books.
No, speaking of the Turtles movie.
Pay attention to me!
What?
Oh, yeah.
CM Punk was being considered to play Rocksteady.
Didn't Sheamus get that role?
Oh, yes, he did. Let me find the article about this, because I saw this on the board, and I had trouble wrapping my brain around it, because Rocksteady is the Rhino of the pair, and is supposed to be a big guy. Nothing against Punk. Punk's a little too wiry for the character.
Mm-hmm. Because he's six foot.
According to I have it in the Chicago Tribune. He was at a Hollywood Squares theme NVRQT night at my fundraiser at Metro. I don't know what that is. He says, I'm assumed he's the bigger dude, so they gave it to the big guy. It makes sense. They were looking for two big, muscly bouncer types. Sheamus fits the role. I think they end up mutated halfway through the film. You didn't hear that from me, though. Okay. And the movie reached out to him for Out of the Blue and asked him to audition. Okay.
Hey, never. If I was going to see Punk in this movie, he would be Casey Jones.
Yes. I'm not going to talk about it because it hasn't been cast yet. I don't think there's a chance. I'm like, that's not going to happen. But I thought at least a good 2,000 times in my life, and it does happen. And that's pretty much it. So, yeah. He auditioned for Rocksteady.
No. Dude, you play Casey Jones. I want CM Punk as Casey Jones now. I can't get this out of my... I cannot unsee it.
Sorry, but that's going to be going to a guy who's going to... Well, may or may not be at SummerSlam at this point.
Yeah, we finally get this stuff together with Stardust and Neville and ML. And ML's hurt.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Apparently, earlier today, he was doing some weightlifting exercises, was doing a snatch, where, you go from the bottom to the top, no clean and jerk. And apparently, he cracked his jaw on the bar. Made indentations of his molars in his tongue, and also there's some swelling of the tongue. It's not known if he's going to make it at this point, unfortunately.
Where is the source from this?
Give me a sec. Okay.
Because I only heard about this an hour ago.
He says minor injuries. Okay. He says, this is from comicbook.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's making sure he's tip-top shape for a SummerSlam match versus Stardust, but during his training session, he injured his tongue and jaw. He says it's not serious, but a temporary Sylvester the Cat lisp. Facebook, hello, he greeted his loyal fan base. Super fired up this morning. I was training. I was doing a snatch, pull, curl. I don't know, with a bar. I snatched it so hard, I literally cracked me in the jaw right here, giving multiple, and bowed my molars and dented into my tongue. I'm okay. I'm just waiting for some ice at the moment. Ice it down. Take the swelling down of the tongue away. Hopefully get back to speaking in a more normal voice. I'm very excited to loop my lines on Arrow today because I don't think it's necessarily sound like me. Nothing like ringing your bell first thing in the morning. So he's all right.
No, he'll be fine for SummerSlam. I mean, his jaw is not legitimately broken and he didn't lose any teeth, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here it is. Yes. Yes. And so the match was set up this past Monday.
Yay. And I don't even watch Arrow, and I loved what I saw. Then again, you guys already know how much I am enjoying the Neville Stardust comic book feud and hoping that Jerry Lawler's getting some residuals for the art that they've been using in the vignettes.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, Lawler did all that?
I don't know, but I know Lawler is, if he wasn't in the wrestling business, he would have been a comic book artist. He is that good.
Oh, no, I've seen his artwork. It's phenomenal.
I just wonder if he's doing the comic artwork for the Neville Stardust vignettes when they do the comic recap, because it is, I love that kind of stuff. They missed out on it big time back during Hurricane and Rosie's days. So, but yeah, that's a bit of a scare. Amel will be ready to go. I mean, we saw some of his athleticism on Raw this week, and I think he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to be a comedy thing. This isn't going to be Drew Carey.
Yeah, no, not at all. This is not going to be Drew Carey. This is not going to be Kevin Federline. This is going to be some.
This isn't even going to be the Jackass crew.
No, I think Amel is going to surprise a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time in a long time, guys, that I'm actually looking forward to seeing an actor in the ring with the wrestlers.
Oh, so, in promotion for all this,
mm-hmm.
Stardust has been doing interviews in character, like this, for example, which I'm going to bow to you, from places like Comic Book Resources. Take a look.
Okay, let's see what you got here. Yeah, I wanted to see some of these interviews, because if he's doing them completely in character, they are so much. He is so much fun with this.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you can tell that he's having just all the fun in the world in doing this character.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that about wrestling, where people would do kayfabe even when, you know, kayfabe wasn't needed. Like that. CBR News. Stardust, how are you today? Albert, do you know what color the sun is? Sort of a yellowish color. It's white. It is our own atmosphere, our polluted planet, that colors it yellow.
Yeah, okay. Right.
And it's beautiful. I love the Stardust promos. I love the character. I am so glad he kept it. Even after Daddy had to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, here it is. Like, what is it they're trying to be then? That's a little personal, Albert. All I can say is, this being Comic Book Resources, you already know. Let me give you a comparison for the world here. I'm bringing it to you. Think about little Jimmy Olsen. Red-headed, poor thing, probably bullied heavily. Always got that trusty watch on. And then you think about Granny Goodness, right? You thinking about that? You have an image? Who wins? Granny Goodness?
Goodness?
Absolutely. That's who I am. I am his grandmother. I am his grandmother. And I'm going to spank him as such.
That sounded a little bit more Tiny Tim than Stardust.
It's okay. But the inflection is right.
Yeah.
The inflection is absolutely right.
Have any of you seen the interview he did with Michael Cole?
Yes.
What, this week? Was it this week?
It was the week I was on vacation, but...
So it been last week.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
It was appropriately bizarre, as I understand.
That's the point. And that's why, as we have it, you know, that's the... It's going to be one of the more interesting matches, because remember, we still got 4 hours to fill up, and we are, you know, we have the updated card as we speak. If I may,
yes, go ahead. No,
okay,
please.
Okay. On SmackDown, we have at this moment 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8 matches so far. And I think this is what they're going to set it up with. Okay?
Okay.
Kevin Owens versus Cesaro. Nikki, your thoughts?
I think that regardless of the outcome of this match, Cesaro's going to look like $1 million. And Owens, win or lose, is still going to be an amazing dick heel. Because if he loses, He's gonna give us one of those "it is what it is" speeches. If he wins, then he's not gonna shut up.
We'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah. So next match.
The next match is the what we expected, the 9-diva tag team elimination match. Team Bad versus Team Bella versus the Submissions. I mean, I'm sorry, the Powerpuff Girls.
Yes, they are the Powerpuff Girls to me, damn it.
Uh-huh.
And Triple H is the Professor. Charlotte
and Belly.
Bailey is still in NXT.
Yeah, 6-on-6-on-6, yes. And Becky Lynch, yes. Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Paige, yes.
Yes, but it would be kind of fun if there was the schmoz and then Bailey jumped in.
Yes, but we're going to get to that in a minute because we have... I'll also give you the card on that one, too. Then we have a little bit of a family reunion, so to speak. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose as the Shield 2.0 versus Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper with the Wyatt Family 2.0.
And as Jason and I discussed earlier this week, that the Wyatt Shield thing fell apart long before it should have. And breaking up the Wyatt Family was just a bad idea, even though I understand that what they were seeing in Rowan. And maybe, you know, I'm guessing backstage what a lot of people see in Harper. The Shield breakup was perfect. Completely out of nowhere. Seth Rollins has been pushed to the moon. But that hasn't stopped Ambrose or Reigns from being featured. I realize that Bray Wyatt gets abused a lot. But what's fun is that since it is so much of an enigma... Sometimes I don't even think he's a jobber. I don't see him as a jobber. I still see that he has that chance, that he goes in there and you don't know if he's going to win or lose. If you go by history, he's going to lose. But I can suspend my disbelief when he gets in the ring with anybody.
Then we have the triple threat match that everybody doesn't want to see. Miz, Big Show, and Ryback for the IC title.
Mm-hmm. Ryback, I hope your shoulders are big enough to carry this entire match.
I was thinking The Miz, but you and I understand what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we have the Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Tag Team titles. Primetime Players, millions of dollars, millions of dollars, millions of dollars, versus Los Matadores, versus the Lucha Dragons, versus the New Day. That's going to be some fun.
And since we've got a 4-hour show, they're going to have the time to have fun. And being the second biggest show of the year means Kalisto goes out unfettered. Means the New Day are going to be even goofier than ever. Xavier Woods is going to have to figure out how to talk and taunt for longer than 20 minutes, although I think up, up, down, down is his warm-up.
Yes, by the way, subscribe, watch. The dufosity on that channel is magic, okay?
It's beautiful stuff, and they, you know, once WWE finds out about it and shuts it down, then, you know.
We're screwed.
Yeah, we're all screwed.
Okay. Then we have the co-main event. Well, let me rephrase that. What should be the main event and what is the main event? Okay. Mm-hmm. What should be the main event is the match too big for WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker.
And
in the rematch from WrestleMania 30.
And that is going to absolutely bring the house down. There is just, you know, there's not going to be anything left of the ring. That's the only reason it has to main. Because then,
heck, there then might not be anything left of the Barclays Center.
So I'm not sure if I should be watching this on the network or just wait and see it on the news.
Okay. And then we have the winner take all match. WWE World Heavyweight Champion, you can't see me. I said that. Sell out Seth. And yes, Trista, you're welcome after that picture on his Instagram feed.
by the way, thank you as well.
Okay. Versus the United States Champion, John Cena, who said on Tough Enough this week that he is ready to go. And no selling nasal surgery, pretty much.
The man who's no sold neck surgery. There's a kid I still have to apologize to. Anyway,
and who will also be on the Today Show a couple of times this week to promote SummerSlam. John Cena. Now, the interesting part about it is that how this match is going to end, and I've heard many different scenarios about this. It's not going to end clean, but how it doesn't end clean is going to be very interesting to see. There we go.
It's just, okay. It's going to be, I don't know how you end something like that.
Right.
Then again, actually, I do have a thought. It's a pretty easy one. The answer is Sheamus.
Yeah.
Is Sheamus big enough of a dick heel to go out there and cash in and walk out with two belts?
No, he'd only get one.
But it's a winner-take-all match, man.
Right, but the contract states that you get a shot over Brooke. That's what I'm just saying. Oh, you get one title, which is the World Heavyweight title. You know?
But the rules of the match that he's crashing is winner take all.
Okay, well,
I'd like to see the ruling on that personally. I'd just be curious.
Okay. Well, but the two nights before, or actually, let me rephrase that. The night before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations to all my Brooklyn heads, all my Brooklyn peeps, for selling out Barclays for both SummerSlam, I'm sorry, for the Raw of the night after, for SummerSlam the night before, and for NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. 13,000 people are going to be there.
To be honest, did I take that off the soundboard? I might have taken it off. This is my response.
Was there ever any doubt?
No.
I'm sorry. NXT is the hottest thing out there right now, wrestling-wise. They could pull a crowd just like a Raw, just like a SmackDown, and probably even a little better than a B pay-per-view.
And it's got five matches as of now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Baron Corbin versus Samoa Joe. The irresistible force beating the irremovable Samoan. Okay.
More like the bored emo meeting a guy who actually wants to kill people.
Yeah, okay. Then we have Sasha Banks defending her title against Bayley for the NXT title. Josh, I got to ask you, they got to pull the trigger here, right?
Putting
the belt on Bayley.
Yes, they need to, because otherwise, what you've got left, well, to be honest, what you've got left in the division is strikers beyond Bayley, because everyone else doesn't know really how to wrestle yet. Man, that feels weird to say.
No, that's okay. I just, I hope, dear WWE and whoever is booking the NXT event, please put the Baron Corbin Samoa Joe and the Bayley Sasha Banks match next to each other on the card. Why? Just for Joe's gonna kill you during the Corbin match, and Bayley's gonna hug you during the NXT Women's Titles match.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, and hey, Brian. There's this guy named Tyler Breeze who's also fighting this guy named Jushin Thunder Liger.
Hell yes!
Okay.
I never thought the day would come when my favorite ever Puroresu wrestler, that's Japanese wrestler, those of you who aren't very keen, of all time, Jushin Thunder Liger, whom I love and have hero worshipped since my childhood, would be in a WWE ring. It's going to happen. It's going to be glorious. And I, for one, cannot wait to see it.
And the thing is, he's 50 and can still go.
And he's deaf in one ear, and he has survived a brain tumor.
Damn. Okay.
I mean, talk about the phrase Determinator.
And to this, Tyler Breeze is going to be nervous as all get out because he's going to have his A game on.
All I can say is I hope they let Liger use his Japanese entrance theme.
If they're allowed, but you know, Tyler Breeze is going to be along with the rest of the entire crowd there. Because even if he can't emote it personally, it'll be going off in his head while 13,000 people are.
Well, speaking of marking out, Shane's boys, Blake and Murphy, are going to defend against the Vaudevillians for the NXT Championship. I sense that the Vaudevillians might get the belts there, potentially.
That'd be cool.
But then again, the main event is going to blow the roof off of Barclays. Finn Balor, Kevin Owens 2, the ladder match for the title. Now, imagine, if you will, the demon entrance in Brooklyn at a ladder match.
There are going to be legitimate screams from that crowd when Balor comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the first time he came out in the demon garb.
I just hope he gets to bust out Bloody Sunday for this match like he did at the Rising Sun takeover.
I think he will. And, oh, is Itami healthy yet? Is Itami?
Ooh, that we don't know. Oh, and by the way, there's one other thing we want to hear in Brooklyn, right, Nikki?
Anything in particular?
Yeah. My name is Enzo Amore. And I'm
Go ahead.
And I'm a certified G, and you can't teach that. Can you imagine 13,000 people going along with that?
Mm-hmm. With in full accent and with their native accents too. Because Enzo's jersey, well, we got a bunch of Brooklynites following right along. This is the first time anybody from Jersey is ever going to get cheered in New York City.
Yeah.
Because then he'll introduce Big Cass, and he's 7 feet tall. And you can't teach that. And then I got Carmella, and she is smoking hot. And you can't teach that.
Right. Oh, my God. That's going to be nuts.
Bada bing, bada boom. Realest dudes in the room.
Yeah. Guys. Yeah, giddy.
How you doing?
So, yeah, no, we really good. And by the way, there's going to be a lot of WWE-centric events this week around New York City. I believe Seth Rollins and Paige are going to do a signing at Toys R Us for those who buy a certain amount of merchandise, you know, like Cena used to do. mm-hmm. and stuff like that. As I told you earlier, the Cyclones game with those people around. Things like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's big week. Big week.
It is. This is, you know, New York is going to be Wrestle Central for a few days. And
we do have to thank Jersey for that because they closed down the freaking IZOD Center where it was supposed to be.
mm-hmm. And you notice a lot of people don't seem to be terribly sad about that.
No. Oh, no. People are not sad at all. Oh, no.
So, but yeah. I mean, if I could find a way to disappear and grab a $125 ticket to LaGuardia, I know how to do a taxi whistle, and I know where you live, Jason.
Ah, yes, you do. There's a couch if you need it. There's a couch.
Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. You can't toilet paper the building.
No, you can't.
But I know where you live, and toilet paper's cheap.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, someone posted, you know, since, again, we're really light on the news this week, but
yeah,
there was something that I saw that was a little bizarre. Supposedly, and again, this is supposedly,
mm-hmm.
China did something really stupid at the Roddy Piper funeral, supposedly.
Well, supposedly. Now, you know, we've got X-Pac's side of the story in a string of tweets. Where supposedly, you know, the language was modified from crashing the funeral because she was allegedly invited. To
allegedly,
I leave it at that. To her running up to Triple H to apologize.
In other words, I really want a Legends deal.
Pretty much.
Well, here's the thing. She said, according to what he said, that she may have met him a few times, and you're exactly right. She bum rushed him. And on Hunter and said sorry for everything, and she was close to being taken down by security, whether she knows it or not, after the threats and lies that she's told him. Anyway, listen, I gotta hop for a minute.
Go ahead. I'll keep going mm-hmm. with this. Waltman clarified that he was informed that she didn't crash the funeral. She was apparently invited, but nobody's stepping forward on that one.
Piper's wife, actually.
No kidding.
Ford. No kidding. Apparently, those two got along really well.
Okay. Because I was just, you know, running the timeline through my head, I know that China and Piper may have met, but never really interacted mm-hmm. on stage, as it were. But, Brian is 100% correct. China is doing everything she can think of to get back into the good graces of WWE to get a Legends deal because she's seeing what all the benefits that Legends are getting and all the neat stuff they get to do. And the fact that, you know, WWE kind of needs to replace a few of them. But that's for the string of tweets, courtesy of Cage Side Seats. China has responded with the video, but no offense, ma'am, I'm not going to play it.
Oh, well, on a happier note.
Okay.
Did anybody else catch the 2-hour season finale of Lucha Underground this past Wednesday?
Good chunks, not all.
I wish I had.
You don't get El Rey where you live, do you?
I think I get El Rey. I just anyway, go on.
Okay. Basically, I've told you in the past about my appreciation of Lucha Underground as a program. I think it is one of the best. It is the only wrestling show out there that is a true alternative to every other kind of wrestling show out there. And part of that has to do with the fact that, you know, it is put together in such a cinematic and such a, you know, different kind of way. And they are essentially going to be doing a second season. It's a foregone conclusion. Basically, the only reason why you need to watch this show is because of the match they had between Pentagon Jr. and Vampiro.
Vampiro is still working?
It was his first big match he's had in about 10 years.
I was going to say, I've had the pleasure of seeing Vampiro work in person, but that was 2000.
Yeah. This match was... And what's so cool is that they kept making a point that this is not Ian Hodgkinson. This is Vampiro.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like with the Great Muta, where the Great Muta is different from Kaiji Muto.
Right.
They did have this one segment where I can't get into everything, but there were so many great matches here. It's a 2-hour show. If you haven't checked it out, you need to. But that match alone, they had flaming tables, they had thumbtacks. I mean, it was brutal. But it was also unbelievable to watch. And then we find out that in storyline, Pentagon Jr. is the son of Vampiro. And now Vampiro is going to be his mentor in season 2.
Okay. That is awesome.
Yes. Apparently, Dario Cueto and his 7-foot-tall monster brother... Matanza left the arena in the back of a van because apparently La Raza, which is a group in Mexico, is coming to try to kill him.
Oh my.
And
see, this is what's missing from wrestling.
Good storytelling.
Hunter's working on it. Hunter is working on it.
Uh-huh. The only way you're going to be able to complete it, though, is if somebody mysteriously kills Vince. And, yeah, that's never going to happen. He'll die about 10 years too late.
Well, mind you, Vince tried to do the favor in 2007.
Oh, and then Benoit.
So,
but
never too soon for that, sorry.
Yeah. But as far as I know... and they also came up with their own version of the, Money in the Bank briefcase.
Okay.
Where it's a belt called the Gift of the Gods.
Ah, the Dragon Balls.
Yeah, where basically each of seven people, they had a 7-way match, and the winner gets the belt that they can trade in for a title shot for the Lucha Underground title at any point within the next calendar year.
Uh-huh. There's only one catch. They have to announce it a week in advance because Dario Cueto wants to make money.
Yes. And once they cash it in, they just go ahead and have the next week and start having 7 qualifying matches to find the next Gift of the Gods player.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool.
No, I like that. Yeah. I definitely like that.
But, it's been... I mean, this is the only wrestling show I've seen where they have legitimately had a... Well, that wasn't real, but they legitimately straight up murdered somebody as part of the show.
2 guys! What the hell do you mean 1? They've killed 2!
Yeah, they killed Bael, who's B-Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've killed Bale, and now they've killed off El Dragon Azteca.
Yeah.
And then somebody new has taken under the mantle who I've heard rumors it's a certain guy who's jumping out the sky, but I think it's his cousin or his nephew or whatever it is.
Yes, Hijo El Rey Mysterio.
Yes, the 20-something, mm-hmm. not the 40-something Oscar Gutierrez.
And well, and so because Vampiro was wrestling, they brought in another guy to do commentary from England.
Okay.
He's actually from Australia. The guy you're talking about, oh crap, I'm trying to remember his name here too. No, he's usually on New Japan Pro Wrestling on Access TV.
Okay.
New Japan on Access. I know who it is. Dang it. Michael Schiavello.
Yes.
Or Schiavello, whatever.
Schiavello, yes. And and they ended it, the final shot of the whole thing mm-hmm. was showing Dario Cueto bathed in red light. And the lights of the temple turning off in the back of him. He pulls his head up, he crosses himself, and gives that amazing grin at the camera. And then, boom, the lights went out. And that was the end of the show.
So even, God forbid, they don't get a second season. They go out beautifully.
Yeah, they went out with the heel stable, which is led by Evelise. Pretty much owning all the titles.
Okay. Yeah.
Katrina. Who is Maxine from NXT? Evelise is with the other trio. The one with Son of Havoc and Angelico.
You're right. I'm sorry. I got a little confused. And I'm supposed to be a fan of this stuff. I apologize. But it was a really cool show. And if only for Pentagon Jr. and Vampiro, you need to check it out.
And also, just a quick note and a little bit more of extrapolation from what Brian said earlier. The main reason they said it's almost a formality that they are going to be back for season two is that right now they are currently shopping for a new network, something with better reach than El Rey Network. Because at El Rey, I think their peak was only about 30,000. To see there, but then again, El Rey is only available in a fraction of all homes, and for the 200,000 who own a Sling TV. If they can find a bigger home with bigger budget, it would help them immensely. But if worse comes to worse, El Rey will welcome them back, but the problem is, at that point, from what I've heard, the budget might be hacked in half. Because this year's budget was $10 million. It's looking like it's only going to be about $5 million. If they do wind up back with El Rey.
Which would be a shame because the theater that they are trying to create does require a bit of a budget.
Yeah, well, it's in Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, which is kind of the rough part of town.
Okay.
And
unfortunately, that's a big ol' was, because they actually, they vacated the premises. Their next temple is looking likely to be somewhere in Texas.
Oh, yes. Because they want to reach a legitimate Lucha Libre crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it.
And not that hipster Lucha crowd that they wound up getting to some degree.
No, you will get actual lucha. People who mm-hmm. have seen lucha, and I'm not going to make the joke. Anyway,
well, and the thing is though, people have been telling me that, you know, with like these, you know, murders, you know, people getting killed on camera and things like that on Lucha Underground, you know, it's over the top. Here's the thing. If you watch Lucha Libre at all, Lucha Libre is, by nature, more over the top than American wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so. Very, very, very much so. And that's why I'm not objecting to it, because American wrestling never seems to have very good luck when a character dies. I'm separating this completely from the actual loss of performers. The Al Wilson debacle, the exploding limousine. Hell, even a birth can be a problem. But, you know, it's something that American wrestling can't really pull off. Because we also, you know, we know how many people, even in the middle of the Attitude Era, were offended by the Pillman gun incident. The fact that a gun was drawn on an American wrestling show blew some minds. In a lucha environment, and same with the Puresi environment, actually, I would expect no less. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, if you can find a way to check out Lucha Underground in Ultima Lucha Part 2, do so. It is that good.
I will certainly try. Stat Boy, your hands are going crazy. What's going on over there?
Actually, there's also a little bit of trivia that I can actually pull out of Lucha. Lucha currently hosts more Tough Enough contestants than WWE does right now. Because they have in total, if I'm not mistaken, 4. You have Johnny Mundo, John Hennigan, the winner of Tough Enough 3, or one yes. of the winners. You have Matt Cappuccioni, a.k.a. M-Dog 20 Matt Cross, a.k.a. Son of Havoc. And then you also have Ivelisse, who, in story, those two seem to be buddy-buddy, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, the guy who probably should have won Tough Enough 2011 had he not gotten injured, Martin Kalsis, is in there as Marty DeMoth Martinez.
Hmm.
Who's in a really interesting feud with Sexy Star, who's one of the premier female luchadors in Mexico.
Who recently had a spread in Sports Illustrated, right?
Uh-huh. Or ESPN's body issue, actually.
I'm sorry, ESPN's body issue, along
with... Same deal with Rey Mysterio, by the way.
No, I posted that picture last week. That required brain bleach. That's more than I needed to know about Ray Ray. He still wears a mask.
Yeah.
So did Sexy Star, so, you know.
Or at least partially. I mean, some of the pictures were without mask. Or at least one was.
Okay. So yeah. Let's see. Since we're talking about other leagues, I guess I'm going to have to go to my mandatory obligated discussion about TNA or what's left of it, since Global Force and TNA are doing an invasion. I don't know if that really counts, since Jarrett technically owns stock in both properties, but let's not get too technical. I'm surprised Mikey is not blowing up my IM about it. He's on. Mikey's usually giving me the blow-by-blow from TNA. However, would somebody like to assist me on this?
Nope.
Oh, good. Maybe we can skip that part. I will touch on another thing. The house show circuit over the weekend. Dolph Ziggler will likely come back on this Monday's Raw, if not at SummerSlam. A filler of Ziggler versus Rusev would certainly fit the bill. The house show picture had 8 very good reasons for me to stop scrolling, and Lana has two very good reasons for most of you guys to stop scrolling. Her legs. Anyway. Oh, that's right. I was going to say something about AAA show, that AAA pay-per-view last week that had some all sorts of issues, but I don't have all the details.
Yeah, it was Triple Mania 23.
And apparently they were having problems all night long.
Well, unfortunately, that's been an issue with iPay-per-views pretty much from the word go. I mean, Jim Cornette pretty much talks about how, you know, Go Fight Live essentially screwed over the only, the only iPay-per-view that Ring of Honor ever did.
Yeah, and that in itself was a mess. And I know a couple of other minor leagues are trying to do iPay-per-view, and it's just not catching, which is weird. But never fun at all. Oh. I know something that I can talk about that I do know a little something about. We talk periodically about superfans. And I happen to know two superfans who got the ultimate experience this past week. Skinny John and the Brock Lesnar guy actually got to tour and work at the Performance Center.
Oh
yes.
Lord.
They had a promo class with Enzo, Big Cass, and Carmella. Apparently they did run in 100 one of the days they were there. They went over to Full Sail for a show. And yes, Brock Lesnar guy was mugging the whole time. If you go to his Facebook page, you can see the video of the promo they cut that he's cutting with Enzo, Big Cass, and Carmella. But I mean, the fact that they were, you know, on the other side of the doors, and just making it will make anybody jealous for all the stuff they got to do. Apparently, this was something this was an experience that either came from another charity auction or possibly from WWE auction. And this has been booked for a while for these guys, because originally the promo class was going to be with Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know how much they paid. I would like to try to scare up that kind of money. I won't need to pay for a hotel. I can get a cheap flight in Orlando. I've got family in Kissimmee. And maybe a friend or two still in the Orlando area. I want to do that. But yeah, just amazing stuff. This Brock Lesnar guy has his picture with Neville, his picture with Baylor. Let's see, who else did he get?
Did he happen to get a certain two indie darlings that wound up showing up in the tapings?
Well, let's see. Becky Lynch and Charlotte, I don't think is who you meant. Oh, these are older pictures. Never mind.
Check in the chat. You'll see who I mean.
Oh, damn. I didn't realize they were down there the same week.
Well, they were at the tapings.
Okay. Well, that's a hell of a birthday present for Gargano.
Yeah. Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, who is no longer with Ring of Honor, mind you, both were there. And both had a match against, well, apparently some feud that's about to start up with Bull Dempsey and Tyler Breeze.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's random tag team is random, and in fact...
Very random. It's on purpose, though. It's to further a storyline.
Well, it's one that I might have to watch on mute.
I need subtitles.
Because that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, what fun is there in making sense?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes a random team, when random tag team is random, you get some really awesome results. Or some great fodder for a good award, so. However it happens. Oh! Where you been?
I had. Actually, where I've been? Honestly speaking, I've been talking to my sister. She's doing a lot better. We had a little medical condition last week. But she's doing a lot better, and, you know, slowly recovering, and we're working on some other stuff with that. So
thank God, thank the Lord for that. I've been praying for you guys.
Thank you very much. So what have I missed?
Well, to fill time, I was talking about Brock Lesnar guy and Skinny John with their dream tour of NXT. It's something that they hit that they either got at another auction, or maybe WWEauction.com did. But this has been planned. This has been in the works for them for so long. The original plan was the promo class they were supposed to have with Dusty.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Okay.
But there's video out there of Brock Lesnar guy in a promo with Enzo and Big Cass and Carmella. They went over to Full Sail and caught an NXT event. Of course, got to meet everybody, shake some hands, take some pictures. Where do I sign?
Yeah, exactly.
We touched on a couple of other things that I didn't really have a whole lot of information about. Triple Mania having technical issues all through their iPay-per-view.
Actually, it wasn't it was also, I believe, on certain cable systems, too, I think.
And they were still having video problems?
Yeah, sadly.
Fire somebody. I made the joking comment that the invasion at TNA and GFW is underway, but the only one that I think is going to win in this whole mess is Jeff Jarrett, since he's got his hands in both pots.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I mean, again, it's just one of those things where... Oh! Speaking of stuff, by the way, get this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Roman, your boy Roman, okay?
Yeah.
Was interviewed by Fox Sports to promote SummerSlam.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And he was asked if his cousin was going to stop by. And he said, quote, "I want to tell you, but I don't want to give anything away," unquote.
Wrestling translation, Dwayne's going to be there.
Well, he's been in Boston the last few months filming Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart.
And how long of a drive is it?
I thought he wrapped it.
Yeah, he just wrapped it, yeah. He just wrapped it.
Because he
was in L.A. today to promote his new Disney flick that he's going to be involved with called Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's playing the animated voice. I mean, like I said, Rock and Chris Jericho have this same no sleep attitude, you know?
Yes. I the question, when do you guys sleep? Do you guys sleep? How do you do it? And can you bottle it?
because what's amazing, and I'll say this again, Rock, Jericho, and John Cena don't sleep, but it seems they're having the most fun. That's the scary part.
Well, yeah. I mean, because Rock is having a blast, you know, doing movies and TV and showing up at random places and just being, you know, oozing cool as he always has. Chris Jericho is a wrestler, a rock star, has a hot wife, great kids, wrote a couple of books.
Three.
And would probably write a fourth if he actually finds a few minutes between tours. And John Cena, you know, even though he is dating Abella, he's one of those guys that sounds like you could call him at 6 a.m. and say, hey, I need you here in 2 hours.
He's got the bag packed and just get me to the airport.
Yeah, just give me the airline. I'll be there.
Or the jet. You think he flies commercial anymore? No.
If he does, it's first class. And I've got this image of him from one of his Make-A-Wish things, having a tea party with a little girl.
Oh, he has? He did?
Yeah, I've seen the picture. I saw the picture on All Places BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get bored. Let's see if I can find. I don't think I can find it again. But
I can. Hold on.
Okay. But essentially,
yep,
John Cena.
I've got it.
Okay. Now picture him doing that in first class.
Need to it. This was, hold on. Da. Let's see. Try that.
Let's see if it'll pull up. Yeah, there's a picture a few seconds after that where you see Cena actually drinking. Is the one I was thinking of.
You mean, come on. Yes, got it.
Okay.
Whoops. You mean that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that one. Now picture him doing that in first class.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, when do you guys sleep? Do you sleep? How does that work? And can you bottle it? Because I'll buy.
Oh, and by the way, just as another thing, one of the other things, they're saying that Steve Austin is going to be in town next week as well. But it's going to be WWE 2K16 related. Because usually around this time, Brian, they usually renounce full rosters.
Yeah, and they're doing a series of viral videos right now. That right now they did 3:5, which shows two things. Number one, it shows John Cena making his entrance wearing his new shirt.
Are you kidding me? Really?
I'm personally not surprised.
3:5?
Yeah, and number two, yeah, 3:5, and number two, they're also showing the new soundtrack for 2K16.
Yeah, the music selection's already out there, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. Soundtrack. Because the full list is out. WWE has released it officially. Ah, here's the track list. I found it. Rebel Yell by Billy Idol. Revolution by Diplo featuring Faustix and Imenos and Kai. Something to Believe In by Fashawn featuring Nos and Aloe Black. Hello World by Kid Ink. Deep Six by Marilyn Manson. A Little More by MGK featuring Victoria Monet. It's Tricky by Run DMC. Youth Gone Wild by Skid Row. Which
Hell
means
yeah.
you'll have a bunch of Jesus coming through, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy Dirty Soul by 21 Pilots. Till It's Gone, the Dan Heath remix by Yellow Wolf. Heavy is the Head by the Zac Brown Band featuring Chris Cornell. And Transmission by Zed featuring Logic and X Ambassadors. In short, it's a little bit of everything, but it's not very big.
Well, neither was last week's. Neither was last year's soundtrack, so it doesn't really surprise me all that much.
Yeah.
So yeah. I figured if Austin was going to be doing anything, it was going to be 2K16 since, you know, they put him on the box art for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I've seen a couple of it. The video, basically, the viral videos are him in what I would consider a revival tent church. It would be pretty much. Like, for example, Austin 3-3 is a roster reveal, 3-4 is the soundtrack, things like that.
Okay, so 3-16 will be the complete unveiling, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, speaking of quote-unquote non-fake stuff, she was on, she did a Miss Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Okay. Did an ask me anything about the WWE. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asked, hold on, I need to get the quote. Because I'll get it. Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. She was asked, would you consider ever entering WWE after retire? Okay. Definitely. I love being in WrestleMania. We'll find a way to get back in the square circle. I just have no clue when. And any real wrestling fan would want to be surprised anyway. Boom. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Good girl. Put it to you this way. Dana and Vince are talking. You know Dana and Vince are talking for WrestleMania 32. Please.
Oh yeah. Despite Dana being an idiot and making fun of wrestling, although that might have been premeditated.
Are you saying faked?
I am almost to the point now that I don't think there is a real sport anymore.
Yeah, well, but the funny thing is that they asked her some video game stuff, which we'll get to, and Brian, we'll talk about that on Pixel Nation, hint, hint. But she also said she once ate 60 chicken wings in one sitting but could probably do better. She said there were no bets on the table. She said I could have done more if it really came down to it. But the best thing, she said, in a no-rules fight, she'd kick Floyd Mayweather's ass, and I agree with that.
That would be worth $99.
Yep.
That would be worth $99, especially after I saw a picture of Mayweather and Pacquiao hugging each other and somebody wrote on it, that moment you have when you just stole a whole bunch of people's money and got away with it. So, I think we've done enough damage for one night.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before we go away.
Yes?
Stepway, do you have anything to promote?
Unfortunately, what I want to promote, it'll be done and over with by the time this comes out.
Okay. Brian, do you have anything to promote?
I've always got something to promote. Basically, my two favorite web shows have new content this week.
Okay.
First of all, Wrestling with Regret, Brian Z-Man Zane, with his great stuff, did a mini video this week where he basically counted down his eight least favorite pro wrestling belt designs.
And you can find that on freakingawesomenetwork.com.
You can go to CLW83. I'm sorry, go to Freaking Awesome Network. Also go to YouTube, search Wrestling with Regret. That's WREGET. Yeah, WREGRET. And it's great stuff there. Secondly, The Oddity Archive by Ben Minot, pop culture ephemera at its very finest. This week, he shows a great video about TV nanny boxes. Basically, think the V-chip and things like that. So check out theodityarchive.com and Oddity Archive on the YouTube. It is quite hilario.
So, okay. Jason, I know you might have a thing or two.
I have a thing or two. Wednesday night. No, let's go back to last night. Last night, we had the Chase Cast with Chico, Mike Klaus, myself, Jim Williams, Carl Schneer, and Chico Alexander, and a special bonus hour talking about the awesomeness that was T-Kona 5 and the T-Kona 5. And the fact that they raised over $3,000 for Extra Life and the Children's Hospital LA in a 24-hour game show or marathon, and the epicness that was Drunk Password.
Oh, God.
And I missed that?
Yes, and you missed that, yes. And they're trying to think of drunk games for next year during, like, the midnight hour or the two, you know, for next year.
Okay. Drunk body language.
Drunk what? Pyramid.
Yeah, well, well, Pyramid was actually one of the best money raisers for the show.
So Drunken Pyramid could make even more.
That would be funny.
Well, here's the thing. I intend to be a part of T-Kona 6 and the next marathon next year. I am planning on doing that. And so all I'll say is I won't be able to take part in that one, unfortunately.
No, but there are a couple of other games that you'll be involved in. We move back to Wednesday night where Jim, myself, and Jessica Brand did the post-trade deadline edition of Touch 'Em All. As of the, we're going to have one more two-week edition. Then in September, we go week by week by week because it is pennant chase mode because we are pretty much 6 weeks away from the end of the baseball season. Then the night before, we had an edition of the BS Big Show where we talked about how Geno Smith got his lights punched out by a linebacker. True
Powell
story.
Right in the kisser. Powell right in the kisser.
Yes. It's for over $600. And the next day he was picked up by his old team, Rex Ryan, and the Buffalo Bills, the linebacker, not the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then this coming week we're going to do a double edition because we are going to preview both the NFC and the AFC. Then I believe we're going to do the live fantasy draft special before the season starts in 3 weeks. Oh my God. You know, and we do that. And of course we want to get in an edition of Red State Blue State because, oh, nothing's been happening. Good Lord. It's been crazy. And of course you can hear all those programs. And of course some of the new ones, including Down the Tubes and all that other stuff on all the different ways. CLW83.com, Stitcher, Player.fm, TuneIn Radio, Overcast, and listen to all that stuff. And we thank you so much for listening and all that good stuff. And of course, Brian, I did not want to forget, Pixel Nation will be back as well. I did not mean to shut you out. I just hit me there for a second because we got stuff to talk about there too. We have to talk about Gamescom. We have to talk about a couple of other stuff. They're in there. So what you got, Nick?
Well, I can at least update you guys that paper review has continued. We just recently did Wrestle War. We had a new panelist, a member of the fan board. His name is Logan, but if you're looking for him on the fan boards, just search Grayscale. He and Chris and I had a wonderful time talking about WrestleWar 89 and making a lot of comparisons and a lot of really, really bad jokes. We will be continuing with some Saturday Night's Main Events coming up. And you guys are all, you know, everybody's welcome. In fact, Brian, we might be looking for you this weekend if you are available to do one. Brian?
Yes, sorry. I'm right here. I would love to be a part of it. Just hit me with the digits and we'll get this thing going.
There you go. But if you want to listen to the stuff that we have completed, tindeck.com/users/CMWaters. These shows are a blast for me because a lot of this stuff is I'm seeing for the very first time. When Brian's on the show, he's seen most of this stuff, so he gets to pick on us. And Chris enjoys the fact that he has a long disclaimer that he loves to do at the beginning of each show that ends in, oh, and if you have an original of this show, send Nikki a copy. So, but do watch, and do watch along with the network versions of the events, because that's when it's the funniest. So, that's all I really have. Oh, I haven't forgotten, ladies and gentlemen. I need to get back in touch with Zenmeister. That interview has not been canceled. I'm going to make it happen. In fact, I'm also talking with a few other people to come on our show for interviews. Among them, a gentleman who actually wrote a wrestling role-playing game called Luchador Way of the Mask. I run into him every year at Gen Con and finally popped the question, hey, you need to be on my show. And he said, absolutely, just get in touch. Look him up, Luchador Way of the Mask. Gentleman in charge of it, Spartacus Publishing, and Casey Clark. So, with that, I'm gonna get us all the hell out of here. So, for Statboy Josh Henniger, for Chair Swinging Brian Henniger, no relation, for our legal beagle Jason Block, for the Chief High Muckety Muck Carl Chenier, who kept his microphone off, my name is Nikki Heyman. You have been enjoying the North American Wrestling Connection, and you can continue to enjoy it in the weeks to follow. So, remember though, we are pre-recorded.
This program was pre-recorded, so the cast would have time to make a getaway.
Good night, guys.